The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome back to this episode of Air Traffic Out of Control. I'm your host, Amy Tango Charlie. Today's episode is all about troublemakers. Not the kind you remember as a kid that would pull your hair in math class or steal your lunch money on the playground. We are talking real aviation misfits. The kind who can turn a normal day in the control tower into outright chaos for our fearless air traffic controllers. First, let's listen in as the controller in the tower at Sacramento deals with a naughty helicopter entering restricted airspace. His erratic flying leads the controller to alert the authorities, who go on the hunt to track down this wild chopper as it lands.
Made the tower, Sears Helicopter, Star 5 with you, northwest ramp, like a north departure.
Star 5, made the tower, departure, turn on risk, wind 3503.
On risk, 350 at 3, Star 5.
Mission Sierra, current Mayor, altimeter 3030.
Sorry, DS-965, have you ready to do that?
DS-965, have you made a turn, would you 2 left, clear for takeoff?
2-2 left, clear for takeoff, UPS-965, heavy.
DS-965, heavy, traffic about 15 south, inbound descending at a 4,600, I'm sure you're going to easily top him. Cessna, contact NorCal, let them know you're looking for the traffic.
Have a good night.
5, traffic over, looks like you're heading to your right, a helicopter eastbound.
Star 5, got some traffic in sight. We'll stay north of center line and just about north of the freeway.
Number 5, made a tower, you on frequency, sir? Number 5, made a tower, you're in my Delta airspace without talking to me, sir, same intentions. Number 997 Romeo Alpha, made a turn left base from 822 left, clear to land.
We're going to be departing and heading to stop after a good moment.
Number 7 Romeo Alpha, are you doing a full stop, sir, or are you touch and go away?
I'd like to request a touch and go back to the second and third.
Number 7 Romeo Alpha, roger. In the future, if you get out all that information on the first call, it would eliminate the need to play 20 questions, sir. And 822 left, cleared for the option, then straight out departure approved.
22 left, cleared for the option, straight out departure approved. 7 Romeo Alpha.
7 Romeo Alpha, what time is SEC exec close? They close at 9, right? Roger, thanks for that. Star 5, do you have any way to communicate with the helibase at the hospital?
I can try to pull for frequency. What you got?
Well, that guy that just violated my airspace looks like he's landing at the hospital. So I was just trying to find out what his story was, have him give us a call.
Yeah, sounds good. Let me try to do it. What was his call sign?
You know what? Let's stand by a minute. I put a tag on him. Now I have to drop the tag. It is 5-5. And actually, you know, it looks like he's flying past there now. So what? Disregard.
Okay, gotcha. I saw him on the Fox, and I saw him flying west when I was I lost eyes though because we were headed to a call. Does it show where he was flying at us?
No, just the only information I have is his ADSB call sign that's in the computer.
There's something cutting in and out. I didn't hear you. Did it say where he was flying out of?
No, it does not say. All I had on him was just a 1200 code and his ADSB call sign.
Gotcha. Okay.
Looks like he might be going to executive or SMOP, so if he lands there, I'll call him.
Okay, sounds good. Let me know what I can do to help.
Pull him over and give him a ticket.
I know, right? I'm on a call, or else I'd go tail him for you and then sit down with him and ramp check him if you needed it.
All right, Roman, Christian number 7, Romeo Alpha. I believe it's a helicopter, though I wouldn't swear to it, about 3 miles off the departure end. Not listening to me, obviously, and not sure what he's doing. Right now he's off direction 1,000 feet. Why don't you do a stop and go, and we'll see what he does before you depart.
I'll do a stop and go on the runway 7 Romeo Alpha, thank you.
Tower, Star 5, is he back in airspace?
Star 5, affirmative. He's about 2 miles off the departure into the airport, eastbound, 1,100 feet.
Okay, I think I got him. We're going to try to get him on camera here and see where he's headed. Where did he end up? Did he just do a touch and go at exec?
No, he didn't go any. He got a mile or two west of the hospital and then spun circles in the sky at 1,100 feet and came back this way.
Okay, gotcha. Give me the tail number one more time. Sorry, I'm going to have my partner do some research while I'm trying to track him as well.
5-5-7 Romeo Alpha, but just hold there for a minute. In addition to the violator, I've got a helicopter I'm talking to that's going to pass overhead the field at 1,000 feet soon.
Okay. We're holding runway 225.
Thanks for your patience. 5, you can cross both runways. There's traffic waiting on the runway for you to get out of the way so he can depart. But you're a priority now, so continue across the runways.
Star 5, I got priority across the runways and 1,000 feet. Yeah, Star 5, it's a diamond star, and it looks like it's registered out of Grass Valley.
Roger, thanks for that.
Yep, I'm trying to catch him here real quick.
We're 7 Romeo Alpha. The helicopter's left of your course now. Depart at your discretion. We teach you left, clear for takeoff. Thanks for your help.
Teach you left, clear for takeoff at my discretion. We have the best day. Thank you, 7 Romeo Alpha.
Star 5, looks like he might be lining up for your pattern. Looks like he's got to make a left turn. Is that correct?
I don't show that just yet. I show him still parallel to the runway. Well, yeah, he is making a turn now.
Okay, sounds good. Looks like he's entering your pattern, and I'm even altitude. I'm at 1,000 with him.
Number 5-5, made a tower. How do you hear, sir?
Star 5, I'm showing he launched out on Auburn.
It looks like he's turning back to the east also.
I'm just hoping it's not a solo pilot. It's lost. Tower, Star 5, not sure how it works with you, but is he up with Tracon at all? Is he talking to them at all?
5, go ahead, sir. I'm sorry, say again.
Yeah, just curious. Is he up with NorCal?
I'm talking to them right now. I'll find out.
Copy that. Looks like he's headed back towards Auburn and leaves his track here.
7 Romeo, thanks for your help with exchange group.
Thank you for 7 Romeo, good luck.
Number 5, park out, put your mind on this frequency.
Number 5, he's not talking to NorCal. They are going to attempt to track him and do a ramp search and see if they can show him the error of his ways.
I have a feeling he's probably making his way back to Auburn, which, from what we can tell, is where he launched at. I'm at 1,000, he dropped 100 feet, but I'm showing at 900 for him. But I'll get a hold of PHP also and have them ramp check him since they're up there out of Auburn.
Star 5, Roger, thanks for that.
Yep, keep it.
Number 5-5, if you're on frequency, possible pilot deviation, advise you contact Mater Tower 916-8754.
And approach control, Sheriff's Helicopter, Star 5, with you on 127-4, west side of Folsom Lake, north of KMHR Mathers Airspace, with request of 3,000.
That's 215, Sheriff, that was my car, approach type aircraft again.
Yes, sir, Sheriff Helicopter, Star 5, we're EC-20, Slant Gulf, squawking currently 1,200, and I'm at 3,100 feet.
Give me the call sign again, please.
Yes, sir, Sheriff Helicopter, Star 5.
Star 5, Squawka 0372.
Confirm 0372.
And Sheriff Star 5, affirmative 0372.
Sheriff Squawka Star 5, copy 0372. We're on the west side of Folsom Lake, making our way towards Auburn. We're trying to track this aircraft for Mather Tower. Is on the east side of the lake.
Affirmative, I'm showing them that you're 1 to 2 o'clock and 1 mile, indicating 3,300. Type unknown, it might be a diamond star, but I'm not sure if that's Star 5. With that said, radar contact south of the Auburn Airport, 10 mile, Sacramento, Timbers 3032.
3032, and I'm
going to
make our way towards Auburn. I believe that's where he's going to be headed back to. We're going to try to help identify him if that's where he ends up. If I can just stay with you on this.
Star 5, Roger, that's keeping posted with you. Looks like they're climbing, indicating 3,800 now, Star 5.
Star 5, copy, I've got him on the box as well, make sure.
Roger. 4-2 Quebec, contact Charles Approach 126.6, good day. Pass Roach 126.6 and report to Quebec. Star 5, I'm being relayed here to let you know if you do get in contact with this individual to give him a phone number to call if you would.
Sure,
Area code 916. This is 61. The operation manager's desk here at NorCal. Star 5, I'm picking him up at your 2 to 3 o'clock, exactly 2 miles out, and they're climbing through 4,900 MCA now.
5-5, and we'll pull it up in flight here, showing us a dominant star. Okay, sounds good. I'll make it my way to you guys, but he may beat us there. They, NorCal Approach, wants to direct contact. Copy this one. 916. 36. No, if you guys could just handle the calls. We're waiting for this guy. I think he's intentionally dodging us. He knew we were following him. You got the city and county radios for now. And NorCal Approach here, phone number Star 5. I'm just east of Auburn. And I've lost him on the box. I've got him in the sky. Looks like he's quite a ways north. He makes his way north. Sounds like right.
Star 5, affirmative.
Got it. What else did you tell that now?
I'm showing him at 6400, and he's about 2.5 miles east of the 80.
We're going to loiter for just a little bit. I've notified GHP Air Unit as well. They'll be waiting for him on the ramp out of Auburn if that's where he lands.
Star 5, copy that. We are tracking him. Thanks for help.
You bet, sir.
Star 5, my best guess is they're making their way over towards the Grass Valley Airport.
Star 5, copy that. Yeah, that being said, he's pretty much on the loose side of him now. I'm going to go ahead and turn around, and we'll just see where he touches down again.
Star 5, copy that. The registration is out of that city, so that's where the aircraft is headed.
Registration was what?
Yeah, that's where the aircraft is registered. It's in Grass Valley and aimed right at it, so that's my best guess.
Okay, copy that. I'm going to try to get a hold of Placer County Deputy to see if they can wait for him at the airport.
Update there for a Star 5. They're about 4 miles out of the airport. Looks like they're probably setting up runway 25 at Grass Valley and appear to be initiated descent to 4700 now. Kilo Golf, Oscar. Nevada County, I suppose technically is the name of the airport for Star 5.
Yeah, it's Golf, Oscar. And it's actually Nevada County is the official name of the airport, Grass Valley, California.
Okay. National Airport Information, Delta landing 35 left and right now. For Star 5, you did have the tail number, correct?
Yeah, I've got that 5-5.
Yeah, that's the one, and he's just disappeared over the airport, so looks like he touched down there.
Perfect, got that. And Air Base. Hey boys, thanks. You just touched down at Grass Valley. We've got a Grass Valley PD sergeant that's going to make contact with him. I'm going to do a quick check and go at your airport and make over to XX.
You're not going to go to Grass Valley?
I'm going to, but man, it's a black hole out here.
Hey, we're happy to go if you need us to.
Yeah, I would, but it's totally up to you. You can't now. You guys are on MBG, so.
Yeah, we're older.
All right, it's all yours. You just touched down.
How much longer are you going to have? I don't want to leave the city, county. Let's cover too long.
I've got plenty. I've got another hour of gas if I need. I'm just going to do a quick touch and go at Auburn at 10-8.
Perfect. We'll jam up there real quick. And can you just text us the info?
Yeah, I will. I don't know if it's going to reach. We'll try. You want your partner to copy right here?
Yep.
And a person still here from Hunter Star 5 is going to be a quick touch and go at Auburn Airport. He'll be back.
Star 5, roger. Report back up.
Report back up. Star 5.
Yeah, looks like I got you on the box right ahead of us. Went up at like 2,500 or so.
Yep, I'll stay. I'll climb 25, maintain 25, and I've got that box as well.
Cool. Good deal. I'll come right underneath you. I just confirmed we're going to Nevada County, correct?
Yep, and we've already notified them. They're having a sergeant making contact, and airport code is KU, King George Ocean.
ticket. Just wanted to double check we're going to the right place.
South Press Control, helicopter Star 5, departed out of Auburn. Make it our way back to SAC. We can go ahead and squawk VFR and resume local. Thank you.
Star 5 North Canal, approach Sacramento International, altimeter 3033, and what was your request?
3033, and I'll go squawk VFR, back to local frequency, and we will call you that number you gave, unless you want me to call a different one with the end result on that, once we hear back from Grass Valley Police Department.
Star 5, roger. I just sat down, so I'm guessing they gave you the right number, but we appreciate all your help. Radar service terminated. Squawk VFR. Frequency change approved. You have a good night.
You bet, and you as well. Talk to you on system. Squawk VFR. Star 5.
Air 1, Star 132. How's it going?
Oh, gotcha. Did you guys touch down over there?
Yeah, we're just coming up right now. I'll just talk to you real quick. So we checked and searched the airfield, checked out, talked to the deputy, or the sergeant, and he was here within, I guess, 2 minutes of when he talked to you and got requested. He said when he got here, runway lights were on, but no one was out. And didn't see anyone passing, nobody came out through the gate, any of that stuff, and we searched around. We found one Diamond Star tail number didn't match, though.
Interesting. Any of those clear hot at all?
None. So, especially the Diamond Star that would look that. We only found one. Got a bunch of T-hangers that we're checking right now, just seeing if any of them are open or anybody's kind of lurking around. But the deputy said there's only two ways in and out of this airfield, and he was watching both, and nobody got in or out, so.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I think he knows he's in trouble, because he was avoiding us. Like, literally, he turned out to go east towards Cameron Park from Franklin, or sorry, from Folsom. And then when we turned out, he turned towards Zach. I turned back towards him, and he turned back away.
Copy that. Yeah, what he bust, in the international or just executive at Mather?
I think international, executive, Mather, and then Traycon was on the hunt for him, and that's a lot of fear. They're the ones who, they're big bosses when they wanted it.
Wow, he took the tour then, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird, man. And he was down low. He was at about 600 feet in Folsom and about 800 here at Mather. From executive to Mather, he was at 800 all the way to Folsom Lake. And then he dropped down to 6, and then he comes back to 6,000.
Wow. Okay. All
right. Yeah, it's doable, right? No, nothing wrong with it, but it's pretty ballsy for a little plane, especially at night.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right, boys, and we are low on gas. We're going to be touching down.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
This is the smell of a warm, three-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Next up, the Atlanta Airport Tower attempts to deal with an underwear-clad person loose on the tarmac who tries to get into a plane through the overwing exit. This clip gets pretty wild as the confused airport staff tries to figure out what the heck is going on. Stay tuned. You won't believe your ears.
Tower Delta 192.
Delta 192, sir.
It's Tower 192. There apparently is a passenger opened up an overwing exit and is now on the wing attempting to jump. Can you alert police, please?
Will do. Delta 2104, traffic departure, thanks.
Delta 2104.
Delta 192, can you repeat that?
Yeah, 192. Flight attendants informed us that there is somebody who opened an overwing exit and is on the wing. getting ready to jump off.
Copy.
And stand by, we'll give you additional information. Flight attendants are talking to us right now on the interphone.
Okay, all departures stop right now. So 1297, can I take departure today?
Delta 1297, good day.
Hey, Tower Delta 192, the passenger is mostly naked running across runway 27 right at Tango.
Okay, thank you. Somebody reported possibly seeing him from the tower.
Yeah, he's got his hands up. Yeah, he is walking across the runway right now.
Okay, thank you.
Well, there's a new one.
Yeah, first time for us, too. And now that passenger is running back toward the airplane at this time.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, we've stopped all ground movement. They're going to land the outboards. They're not landing 27 left currently, so everything's stopped. We've got the police on the way.
At Tower for Delta 192, we have lost sight of him at this time. I'm not sure where he is in relation to the aircraft.
Delta 192, copy. Okay, they have eyes on him, and they said he's under the plane.
Yeah, it sounds like he's banging on the airplane trying to get back in, but we're not opening the doors to allow him in, obviously. So if you could tell police to hurry up.
Okay, thanks.
Delta 270, I'm about to put the Fletcher with you, short, won't turn it up, Papa.
Delta 270, copy. Yeah, there's a passenger on the ground right now, so we don't want to move anybody to ship.
Hey, figured as much, but I'm sure you're listening now. Thank you.
Hey, Tower Delta 192. We now had a chance to get the full story from the flight attendant. What we had, apparently a passenger was outside the aircraft, or individual was outside the aircraft, got up on the wing and opened the overwing exit. So the individual who's running around on the runway was not on our aircraft, but he was outside the aircraft and attempted to get in the aircraft from the overwing exit.
Okay, thank you. Copy. Southwest 2003, I just closed the runway per officer request. Did you want to get exit the runway?
We'll watch the show from here.
Okay.
Unless you need us to exit.
It's fine. The runway is closed right now.
Okay.
Delta 270, at Papa, officer, do you cross runway 27 right, join Lima, County Ground, 27-5.
270, join Lima, Ground, 7-5, Delta 270.
Delta 31 heavy cross runway 27 right, join Lima, County Ground, 27-5.
Cross 27 right, join Lima, 27-5, Delta 31 is.
Tower Delta 192.
Delta 192, Delta 192, Tower, go ahead.
Yeah, if you're in communication with the police, we just need to make sure that the area around the aircraft is clear, because we've got both engines shut down until we're clear, and we'll start it back up and resume taxi.
Roger.
Yeah, Tower, just to be advised, they've apprehended the individual. They have him secured inside one of the police cars at this time, so they should be clearing our area shortly. But again, we'll probably want operations to just make sure and give us the okay. Everything's clear around us and behind us, so we can start an engine to get back to the gate.
Okay, I understand. Let me just check the ground. I think the police vehicles are on ground frequency, so I'll see if they can switch into this, so we're on the same frequency.
Okay.
Wow, that's some wild stuff. The Atlanta airport staff really earned their keep that day, but at least they all got a good show out of it. That's all for today on Air Traffic Out of Control, Troublemaker Edition. I'm Amy Tango Charlie. We will see you next time. Until then, make sure to keep your tray table in the upright and locked position.